So this thing basically says that there's an alternative to suicide, and it just aims to inspire confidence and light in all of us, that being every human being on this earth. How do we do this? You know, so we look at, like, this thing itself says creating hope through action. So through action, we signal to people experiencing suicidal thoughts that there is hope and that we care and that we want to support them, suggesting that our actions, no matter how big or small they may be, provide hope to those who are struggling.
How much of a global challenge is suicide prevention?
The World Health Organization recognizes suicide prevention as a public health priority. If looking at the history of suicide attempts, it's the most important risk factor of suicide death in the general population and is present in about 40% of suicides. Now, looking at what you just asked now, when you look at now, what are the challenges, you know, how does this make it such a global challenge? We look at the challenges that exist. For example, stigma and taboo, which surrounds mental disorders, mental health itself, and suicide. And especially considering that the prevention of suicide has not been adequately addressed due to a lack of awareness when it comes to suicide as a major public health problem, and the taboo that exists in many societies to openly, you know, discuss about it. And then also look at the data quality. Globally, the availability and quality of data on suicide and suicide attempts is so poor. Only a few member states have, you know, good quality vital registration data that can actually be used to estimate suicide rates.
What is the current overview of suicide in Namibia, and can you perhaps provide statistics from your organization with the cases that you have dealt with?
Due to confidentiality regulations and the respect we have for our clients' privacy and benefit, we cannot provide clinical statistics per se from our organization. However, with regard to the overview of suicide in Namibia, we have the current statistics in Namibia. So we look at the national suicide statistics reveal that 679 people committed suicide. And this is just between January 2021 and May 2022. And it's so sad that amongst the 679, 559 of them are men, were men, 91 were women, and 29 were children.
Now, what are the common methods of suicide in Namibia, and does mental health play a crucial role in suicide?
Mental health does indeed play a major contributing factor in the aspect of suicide, you know, starting from early onset development as a child into adulthood. But before we get into that, I would like us to just consider the definition of mental health. Because if you look at mental health, it's a state of mind characterized by emotional well-being, good behavioral adjustment, you know, freedom from anxiety and disabling symptoms, and a capacity to establish constructive relationships and cope with the ordinary demands and stresses of life. So now looking at that, considering that whole definition, we look at that, the fact that one's mental health has a contributing effect on how one perceives and copes with the ordinary demands and stresses of life, which in turn results in the coping skills that one would deploy. For example, children. How children perceive hope has a determining factor of their mental well-being. Because you look at skills such as resilience, such as perseverance, and so forth.
Yeah.
In Namibia, the common methods when it comes to suicide has been hanging, shooting, drinking battery water, and the national statistics as received by now the Namibia Police Force says that the common methods are hanging, which is the most commonly used, shooting, which is the most second commonly used, drowning, cutting throat or neck, stabbing, poisoning, and burning in some cases. And mostly males use lethal ways of ending their lives in comparison to women.
Yeah. Now, just on that note, in some cultures, men who are suicidal or who commit suicide are seen or regarded as weak. How can we get rid of this stigma?
You know, Marcelo, as a society, we're ignoring the stigma surrounding mental health that stops many men from seeking help when they need it the most. And it's literally killing them. If you look at many myths associated with suicide, the notions that people who kill themselves are cowards and selfish, that still exist to this day, while attempters are often viewed as, you know, attention seekers who are not taken seriously. And then you also look at the burden of toxic masculinity, because it's not just asking for help that men seem to struggle with. We also have the aspect of toxic masculinity.
Mm.
For example, the American Psychological Association had a podcast about this and how masculinity can actually be a burden on mental health. Now, when you're talking about toxic masculinity, it really comes down to the way males are brought up. You know, they're taught to be strong, to be quiet, to suck it all up, you can't show emotion and this and that. Which, if you look now at the old swing movies that were always presented, was the model we were supposed to aspire to. But it's also a model that can be dysfunctional in many ways.
Yeah.
Now, to just add to how can we get rid of the stigma as a society, we need to acknowledge that we are all human, men and women alike. And we cannot attempt to get rid of the stigma if we do not attempt to create awareness and change the preconceived mindset surrounding suicide, especially that pertaining to men.
Most people who are suicidal don't like talking to someone or seek professional help. Why is that the case, and how can one tell if someone is suicidal?
Marcelo, perhaps it's not a notion that they don't want to talk to someone or they don't like talking to someone, but that they don't know how to.
Yeah.
Because it's always easier said than done. We, as humans, we all acknowledge that, okay, I'm feeling this type of way, and I actually need to talk to someone. But like I said, it's always easier than done. So it's a matter of seeking help or just talking to the next person, someone that we trust, with regards to this. And how society can tell if someone is suicidal is by paying attention to the warning signs as they present themselves. So just to mention a few, warning signs such as talking about wanting to die or kill oneself, talking about feeling hopeless or having no reason to live. Then we look at like behavioral changes, such as increasing the use of alcohol and drugs, acting anxious or agitated, behaving recklessly, displaying extreme mood swings, experiencing dramatic mood changes, with loss of interest in most activities that you know one would usually enjoy, and as well as withdrawing from family or friends, feeling isolated.
Yeah. How can we as a society assist someone who is suicidal?
Like our year theme says, create hope through action.
Yeah.
Actions, little actions that we do, supporting each other, showing kindness to the next person, loving each other, and considering the well-being of the next person as we do our own, that are the little actions that we as a society can take to help someone who's suicidal. And those little actions are how we create the hope, the light of hope in our everyday living as we interact with others.